Bahraini protesters have clashed with regime forces after a funeral held for an inmate who died in prison. One person was wounded as regime forces fired tear gas to disperse the crowds. Protesters chanted slogans against the regime during the funeral held for Yusuf Ali al-Nashmi, who died in prison on Friday. Nashmi's lawyer has condemned prison officials for ignoring his worsening health condition. She says authorities waited too long to provide medical treatment to Nashmi and only hospitalized him after he fell into a coma in late September. Nashmi was arrested in August in a massive crackdown on protests. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Colin Cavell, who is a former lecturer at the University of Bahrain. He's joining us live now from West Virginia. Now, Mr. Cavell, you know, this is quite a harrowing story. A man has to fall into coma to be hospitalized, according to the Bahraini officials.
It is a crime of the al-Khalifa, and it indicates that Yusuf Ali al-Nashmi is now a martyr, the emulated hero of the revolution.
Right, Mr. Cavell, you know, going forward then, should we expect any reforms when it comes to how Bahrain treats its prisoners?
Well, the Bahraini people have been demonstrating for their democratic right and against the al-Khalifa dynasty, which lacks any legitimacy. They lack any legitimacy in the world. Indeed, prior to the spread of mass education, people in Bahrain were led to believe that Allah had gifted the al-Khalifa. But with the spread of education, which all countries need in order to compete in the modern market, people have acquired skills, experience, knowledge, and they know better to believe in fairy tales of the divine right of peace to rule forever. And what they're demonstrating now is their natural right for liberty, for freedom, and they will not give that up. They are demonstrating, just like Mr. Yusuf Ali al-Nashmi and many others who are lingering in prison, and there will be many more who will hold high the path to liberty and freedom, because the only way legitimacy can be garnered today is with the voice of the people, all the people.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Colin Cavell speaking to us live from West Virginia.